Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. President Biden wants Congress to prevent a nationwide rail strike. In a White House letter released Monday night, Biden said he wants Congress to pass legislation that would ratify a previous tentative agreement between rail workers and operators. The victims of last week's Walmart shooting in Virginia are being remembered with a candlelight vigil.
To the families and friends, we grieve with you. And we pray that our Lord's peace will comfort you.
Governor Glenn Youngkin spoke at Monday's event in Chesapeake, saying the act of senseless violence fills the community's hearts with unspeakable sadness, shock, and anger. He also named and honored each of the six victims who were killed. Several others were wounded in the shooting carried out by a store employee. Harvey Weinstein is not taking the stand at his sex crimes trial in Los Angeles, where he's charged with seven counts of rape and sexual assault. His lawyers presented his case Monday, telling the judge Weinstein would not take the stand in his own defense. The disgraced Hollywood producer is on trial for sex crimes involving four women, including the wife of California Governor Gavin Newsom. She testified to being raped in a hotel room in 2005. A top Federal Reserve official says interest rates may stay at a high level for quite a while. Lisa Taylor has more.
Speaking to Market Watch, St. Louis Fed President James Bullard said he believes rates need to be above 5% in order to control inflation. He added rates should stay there into 2024. The Fed has one more opportunity to raise interest rates this year. Top central bank leaders will meet on December 13th and 14th.
The House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot is reportedly questioning former Trump aide Kellyanne Conway. NBC News reports she appeared in person for a deposition before the committee on Capitol Hill. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
Hi, this is DJ Darcy Rickard.
I'm Natalia Six.
And we're excited because Alation's LGBTQIA Pride Fest is right around the corner in your neighborhood in Redlands on Sunday, June 5th.
At one of your favorite familiar places, Hangar 24, next to the Redlands Airport.
We'll have great entertainment,
live music, fabulous food trucks,
vendors, and adult beverages
to quench your thirst.
The event is all ages with a whole lot of pride right in your backyard.
Come share your joy, everyone's joy.
So no matter who you are, everyone's welcome to bring their pride.
In the community or as allies to the first annual Alation's LGBTQIA Pride Fest in Redlands this Sunday, June 5th.
Check out our Instagram at DJ Darcy Rickard or myself, DJ Natalia Six.
Bring your joy and we'll bring the fun.
Indy's Demolition encourages employers to seek out our area veterans and transitioning military personnel. Add these highly skilled and dependable men and women to your company's ranks. Hire smart and hire vets. Located in Huntington Park, California, Indy's Demolition started with the dream of helping commercial, residential, and industrial clients with safe, quality demolitions that don't exceed budgets. Indy's Demolition is on the air proudly supporting our military heroes. Thank you for your service.
Open for takeout and delivery, El Tapioc Mexican Food Restaurant in the Tri-City Center of Redlands is back. Their entire family is on hand to serve up their delicious burritos, machaca, chorizo, huevos rancheros, steak and eggs, just part of their mouth-watering great food. Since 1531, people have marveled at the miracle of El Tapioc, and now you can marvel at the great food The Lugo family has been serving up for over two decades, nestled quietly in the corner of the Tri-City Center shopping mall next to Burlington Coat Factory. Support them. They can't wait to serve you some of their delectable, authentic, south-of-the-border Mexican fare at great prices, served up with love. Support the area's best-loved Mexican food restaurant in these tough times. Order up a tasty meal on the phone for delivery or takeout for breakfast, lunch, or dinner from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Call 909-307-0017. That's 909-307-0017. Or Google El Tapioc Redlands and treat yourself.
Happy holidays from the crew at KCAA. Do you have a special, personal Christmas message you'd like to convey? Imagine the delight of your loved ones when they hear all about it on KCAA. Do you want to get your message out about your Christmas side gig, business, or service? How about your holiday event? Put us to work and support your favorite local radio station, KCAA. For a modest amount, KCAA can get your message out to nearly 1 million listeners from Yucaipa, Moreno Valley, Hemet, Cherry Valley, San Bernardino, and beyond. For more info, you can jingle our bells at 909-793-1065. That's 909-793-1065. Or you can log on to kcaaradio.com. Make your holidays delightful, memorable, and special this holiday on Express 106.5 FM and 1050 AM, the stations that leave no listener behind.
Karen and the staff at It's a Dog's World Canine Academy reminds listeners never leave your pets alone in parked cars with the windows closed, as dehydration, heat stroke, and death can occur in just minutes. So make sure they have a steady supply of water and shade. This message from It's a Dog's World Canine Academy in Chino, teaching people how dogs think is their commitment. For all your boarding, training, private lessons, off-leash, service dog needs, and more, call 909-548-3150 for a free consultation. That's 909-548-3150. Or online at itsadogsworld.biz.
Miss your favorite show? Download the podcast at kcaaradio.com.
This is KCAA.
No matter what it is in life that you want, you gotta go out there and get it. Still nothing come to a sleeper but a dream. Never give up on your goals, stay focused on you. Focus your view, succeed, cause I'm hoping you do. Keep climbing up the ladder, cause the key to success. Go hard and go home, never settle for less. Life is stress, but we gotta deal with it, homie. Send a prayer to the man to put a shield on it. Work hard for what you get, appreciate what you got. You can always improve, just don't stop. Going for your dream to achieve in your life. Gotta take a chance like rolling the dice. It won't come to you, so you gotta go get it. At the end of the day, add up the digits. Miss Price used to say if there's a way.
What's up, team? This is Robert Porter with I Love San Bernardino County Radio Show on KCAA MBC 106.5 FM, 1050 AM. Well, we will talk politics, culture, and history. Today we're going to have a great show. We have some politicians in the house. We got some business owners in the house. We got some commissioners in the house. We're going to talk about the 40th Street corridor and some of the future that that possibly could happen there. We want to thank Councilman Teddy Sanchez from the 1st Ward of San Bernardino for coming on in. We want to thank Councilman Juan Figueroa from the 3rd Ward of San Bernardino for coming on in. The owners of Celebrities Bar and Grill, Max Zaire, and a commissioner with the Fine Arts and Historical Preservation Commission, Tanya Rhodes Hensley. And, of course, I'm Robert Porter with I Love San Bernardino. And before we get into that, I'd like to thank our sponsors, Celebrities Bar and Grill on 40th Street. Max Zaire and Zoe does so much for the community. They really want to help as many ways as possible. We've had great Halloween events. We've had Juneteenth events. You have a holiday event coming up, right?
I have kids actually Christmas party coming up on the...
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
21st, where we have is called Dinner with Santa.
Okay. All right. So Dinner with Santa's coming up. We're doing all kinds of things. So we'll be getting into what Max wants to talk about here in a second. But I also got to thank Fire Mariscos over on Court Street. They got incredible wings over there. They got some this Volcanjete that's just bomb. It's like comes out in a mojajete with all these different mariscos in there cooked. Oh, it's absolutely wonderful. They got some really interesting tacos over there that are made a different way, but the shrimp tacos are so succulent and good. So if you want some good wings, head over there to Fire Mariscos and check it out. They're really looking forward to your business, and we want to revive downtown, so we want to shop it locally. Absolutely. Down in there. So if you guys haven't tried them, head on in there and they got a good team, man. They got some good stuff.
I've tried Celebrities, man. Don't sleep on that steak. I've been going there since college.
Oh, I just ate Celebrities on Saturday. I actually took my niece over there from visiting for, she hardly ever visits anymore, but it was good that she came in to visit, and we all went out there and had some good steaks, and Max hooked it up. So we do appreciate it.
Actually, I decided to cook their steaks.
Yeah,
and so I was waiting for him to say it was bad, then I would have said it's the cook's fault.
I'd like to mention today one of our new segments, the I Love San Bernardino person of the week, someone who's really done a lot for our community. And we're trying through Ben Chavez and his business, we're like showcasing these people or non-for-profits or businesses. We're going to start doing it every week. And today is Lou Dowdy from Lou Productions. She's right. Done so much in our community. She works for First Five San Bernardino.
Yes, she does. She's
setting up the Martin Luther King Jr. Parade, which I will be an announcer for. I have just found out. So that's super awesome there with Mr. Rome, local comedian. Yeah. Yes, Juneteenth.
In the Valley College.
Yeah, right? We're also seeing Christmas carols for the elders. So yours truly and Amy are been practicing our Christmas carols. So Jingle Bells, Batman Smell. No, not that one. But we're practicing real Jingle Bells, Frosty the Snowman, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And we're getting a whole team together with some kids, and we're going to go sing to elders. So that will be awesome. We'll be doing that in the 6th Ward of San Bernardino. So it's just she does so much for the community that I had to really give her a shout out. And if you have someone who's done a lot in the community and you'd like to let me know, a business, a not-for-profit, hit me up. I'll let Ben Chavez know, and we'll decide, and we'll mention them on some of our future shows here. So I want to thank Ben Chavez and everything he's doing for the community, and we're trying to get his name out there, so hopefully we'll get him to run for Congress. He's interested. So we're building it up. I'd also like to mention a city event that's really important to me because the parks, San Bernardino Parks and Recs, have been working very hard in getting downtown vibrant, getting our parks vibrant, and getting people to go there and enjoy them. And we're going to have Miracle on Court Street, right? So we're going to have a Christmas tree lighting December 1st right by the City Hall fountain. I believe that's going to be around 5:30 till 7:30.
That's later this week. Yeah, coming soon.
It's coming right up. Then December 1st through 18th, at Court Street, 349 Northeast Street, where it will have Letters to Santa. So I'm not sure how that's all going to work out, but I guess Santa Claus will be there and you give him a letter or something. It sounds like that. We also will have Miracle on Court Street. Ice skating rink right there at Court Street Square. So what we're going to do is I think it's the southwestern corner we're going to block off of the parking lot for City Hall, and that is going to be the ice skating rink. And we're going to see you out there, right, Teddy and Juan? You're going to be out there on one doing one-footed backwards.
Thank you for the
we're going to skate to one song and one song only.
It's $5 per person and for a 30-minute session. And that will be from the 1st till the 20th. And on weekdays from 4 to 8 p.m., on Saturdays 12 to 8 p.m., and Sundays 12 to 6 p.m. Pre-registration is recommended. So pre-register at www.sbcity.org/parks or call 909-384-5233. And Lydia Gutfeld, is director for Parks and Rec, is really working hard. And Vanessa and their whole team really wants downtown to have that vibrant feel. One of the days, I know the Ho-Ho Parade will be passing by there.
On Wednesday night, I believe.
Is it on Wednesday? So Ho-Ho Parade, is it the 6th through the 9th? I'll get all that for you next week for sure. I had it all, but I left it on Mac's table.
Actually, it's in my car.
Oh, it's in your car right now? Well, it's a little late for that, but next week we'll definitely have all those listed out for you. And there's a lot of other great events happening, like at Valley College we're having the Winter Wonderland. We'll have the 45th annual Christmas Day Parade from the YMCA over by Paris Hill Park. And then, of course, we'll have the Christmas caroling and singing. So, you know, I'm looking forward to that myself. And I will be participating, by taking pictures at the parade for the 45th Christmas parade. And we'll be Inland Empire Prospectors and Miners, a group I belong to, will be teaching gold panning at the Jubilee after the event. So the YMCA is going to open up, have vendors there, have fun things for the kids to do. Santa will be there, and it should be a great, great time. I love the holiday season. It's awesome. And and please put up some Christmas lights yourself, team. I mean, they got some cheap ones where you can just like put batteries in there, or some solar ones where you don't have to be drawing from your power. But if you want to draw from your power, put up, you know, a million lights. I mean, we want San Bernardino to be lit up and be very holiday filled. You know, I respect all different religions' holidays, so whatever you are celebrating, please put decorations up for it. Whether it's Kwanzaa or Hanukkah or Christmas, you know, we need to show that San Bernardino is the melting pot it is, and show it off, you know, and make it so people want to come here and not just think of the negative things that the LA Times likes to put about our city. And unfortunately, they have a big audience, so they've been building up this negative news for a long time, and they used us as their whipping child, and it's got to stop now, and we got to change that perspective by showing that we got good stuff in our
city. Yep, time to give him the middle finger.
Yeah.
change the narrative, Max. Oh, okay. Change the narrative.
We got some good things coming up with the city and with the Arts and Historical Preservation Commission, which Tanya is the chairwoman of right now. And we're looking forward to, in the future, asking for $25,000 to fix future monuments and stuff. And then we're also going to discuss asking for $25,000 for new monuments in our city, because we always have, you know, we have monuments we can fix up, but wouldn't it be nice to have some different monuments, maybe Cesar Chavez or Dolores Huerta, or, you know, there's a plethora of things we could do. So it'd be nice to give you guys an opportunity to put some new monuments too, right? So not just fix the old ones, have a few new ones. And we're also, with the Arts and Historical Preservation Commission, we're going to send you again. We're asking for you to okay our grants. And we fixed them up a little bit, so hopefully they'll be acceptable to you all. And we'll just fly right through, and we can get this grant money out to do more art projects in the city. Would you like to mention anything, Tanya, real quick? Or
no, wait. I'm excited about
I wanted to mention the Hill. Could you mention that real quick?
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. So today we had Pastor Chris Reinhardt on the Talk of the Town podcast, and I Love San Bernardino. We talked about the Hill up in the North End and what they're
at Sandals Church.
At Sandals Church. The laundry facilities, they break ground on Thursday, so I'm hoping to go cover some of their groundbreaking. And
So this is going to be a teen center, man, where like teens can come in from around the city, wash their clothes, have a cafe. We're looking at skate park, a community garden, counselors, tutors, a place where you can go and feel safe.
And now the question is how you are going to promote the news. Like, how would we let the public know? I think that's going to be the most difficult part.
So a couple of things. They're looking at doing it through the school district. But when you get something like that, it becomes its own beast in word of mouth, right? He's also looking at some grant funding to hopefully get a bus to maybe pick kids up at school and bring them in, things like that. So he has some really great ideas about how to get the word out in the community. And I think once we're able to do that, no fighting, guys. Once we're able to do that, I think that kids will naturally gravitate towards it. So,
and tomorrow is Giving Tuesday. So if you go on the Sandals website and you can give to these projects, it's going to take over $1 million to do this. They've already, like, Thursday, they're going to break ground, but they've already done the demo inside of the building they're going to use for the laundry facilities. So they're already in progress doing this. They have some great people working with them. Ken Ramirez, former chairman of San Manuel, Yohavia Tom, tribal member. And Ken and Chris, Pastor Reinhardt, will be in here next week to discuss what happened on Giving Thursday, and we'll discuss the Hill Center, named after the great Dr. Margaret Hill, who just recently passed away. God rest her soul. So we have some good things coming up. Yes.
He said, even if you can only give
$5.
If you can give $5, then that's better than nothing. And so as much as you can is definitely welcome, but give $5. Give a dollar if that's all you can give. It'll help move the community forward.
Collectively, it can do a lot of great, a lot of good. Yep.
So you want to start, Max, and start explaining what's going on here?
Okay. So, my turn. Well, so... Do I need, like, you guys are aware, in the last 4 to 6 weeks, the crime has increased significantly on 48th Street. I mean, there was 4 homicides within, 3 weeks? Mm-hmm. Right? So that, it's increasing. It's not decreasing. And as we see, as a business owners, we see the numbers and the amount of traffic declining significantly. And then also...
Max, can we, we're going to take a caller for 1 second
here. Yeah,
is that you, Daniel?
Yes, sir. How you doing, sir?
Pretty good, pretty good. You wanted to give a shout-out real quick?
Yeah, man. I just want to say thank you for everything you're doing out here in San Bernardino. Thank you for supporting us and showing us the love. I just want to say hi to Max. I was watching him on his live right now. You know what I mean? I see you guys in the studio.
Well, thank you so much, and we wish all the luck to Raymond on his trip out to Austin, Texas, to play in the Pro Bowl out there. So he's representing San Bernardino and San Bernardino High School, and we wish him all the luck. All right, Daniel?
All right, Robert Porter, thank you very much, sir. We'll get in contact with you when we get back into town.
All right, well, send our love to Raymond, and have a great evening.
Thank you. Thank you for your call, Robert.
Thank you.
Okay, so back to the project. So as you guys know that also the police response, I mean, they're doing significantly better, but we're still short on policing. So what is the best way to create safety and also economical impact? So here's what's happening right now. People who are working outside of city of San Bernardino, living inside the city of San Bernardino, and turn around and spending their money in city of Highland, Redlands, Fontana, Pomona, and they're not shopping inside the city. So therefore, it's very difficult for us to generate tax revenue. So what can we do to increase that? So I decided what's the best method is lights. So I was going through Santa Monica. I seen the lights and it kind of clicks. And then I did extensive research and then I found out that Japan did research where they put a lot of lights. It was blue lights in this case in 1993. And once they placed the lights, they measured the data within 6 months. After 6 months, they realized that the crime within the same, I think it was 5 miles radius, has dropped by 68%. Now then they measured the economical impact within that area, and that was increased by 35%.
By lights alone?
By lights alone.
That's
crazy, right?
Who would have thought of that? Causation. And then the crime in Japan is already, statistically, already low compared to other countries.
Right. Yeah.
So you're already taking a very small sample, and any small little difference in that is going to result in a high percentage. So we do need to be careful with
that. So then
University of Chicago did the research, and they came up with a very similar number at 48%. Mm-hmm. And then economical impact was at 22%. And then New York did their research, I think, on 2018, July of 2018. So they came up with 62% impact. I think it's on the presentation. It should be on the last page. And then economical impact was anywhere between 16 to 28% as well. So then England decided to do the same research. University of, I think, somebody from University of Oxford did the same thing. Same research. They came up with a very similar number of crime rate dropping between 38% to 68%, and then also economical impact on that was increasing by 22%. So basically the idea is where we place the lights, it's going for a mile. So here's what happens. When you add lights, number one, the crime decreases. Now, why the crime decreases? Because there are a lot of more visibility. People like to commit crime where? In the dark, right? In the dark.
And that's why across the city you see all these buildings that are closed with even the banks and everything. They got a light on right in there, right? So you can actually see them on the video cameras and probably deters people from going
there. Right. And then the second thing, so that creates a safety. Now, the economical impact is once it's light, people like to spend money. People like to go out, especially
like
when
casinos, like they have it all.
It's, everything is bright. You go to McDonald's, it's bright, man. They want lights. Lights makes people happy. So if we put a mile worth of string lights, which in the plan indicates, number one, it won't cost the city any electricity. It's everything is solar. Everything is self-sufficient. And then there's a method of what is it estimated cost. So what I'm saying is the impact on this that will bring on 40th Street will be significant versus investment. The investment will be paid off within a year or possibly less. But the amount of revenue that we will be generating, since right now everybody's spending their money, their income, earned income outside of the city. So this way, once we put the lights, we can reroute that traffic and keep it within 40th Street.
My family lives up in the mountains.
Right.
And they used to shop at 40th Street, Stater Brothers. Now they go to Redlands, or they go up into the Highland on Green Spot. Mm-hmm. They don't come to the 40th Street anymore. So even just losing the mountain people.
So
right?
why is that?
Because they're afraid.
They don't feel safe.
Yeah, they don't feel
That's
safe.
Exactly. Yeah. So when you don't feel safe, you're going to start running away the business. And then there's going to be a lot of very difficult to generate more tax revenue in order to keep up with that area because there's no funding. So this way, with this process, just adding the lights alone, cost friction of a cost and reverses that project, that the issue, that so we can get people to start spending money back within the city. So the idea it is basically we have a mile from electric, it ends at the end of the Waterman, lights, 24 feet poles, each poles are 10 feet apart, it will contain string lights. Now, how we will generate power for string lights? Well, they're solar. You don't need power. What is the total cost? Probably around $400,000, maximum $500,000. This is a fraction of investment for the city or anybody that will make because of the impact they will create. Now, what are the ideas? Basically, we're asking the businesses to adopt a pole for $1,000. We're asking the city to help us out. We want the council people to be on board with this project. Why? Because I have talked to a lot of businesses on the 40th Street. Every single of them are excited. I talked to Damon Alexander, a couple of other council members, and they were excited. I talked to churches within the area. They were extremely excited because the vision is there. So now once we have the lights, we will start bringing a few vendors and merchants so we can reroute the traffic from Redlands and Highland within 40th Street so they can come in and say, hey guys, let's say if you want to take your family out, let's go to San Bernardino, watch the lights, get some food, get some street food from street vendors, buy some stuff from the local.
Buy some celebrity steaks.
And then eventually stop by celebrity's sports grill.
And get happier.
That is it. Yeah. See, so the idea is so simple, and the impact is so powerful, and I'm shocked that no one has done that so far. So and the researchers are there. There's about 60 researchers.
We just did get solar lights on the East Street corridor. Mm-hmm. They've been gone 3 years.
Like they, someone stole the copper out of there, so they've been not in use. But we ordered the. Now we can actually look at that data. Now, granted, it was during COVID. It might be skewed a little bit. You have to be careful with data, like you're saying. But we may be able to see the difference because it is lit up there now. I'm not seeing as many prostitutes in that area now.
Oh man.
So now they did change the rules for loitering with that, but before, right? Did they really do change the rules?
Newsom. Thank you, Newsom. Yeah.
So, like, I'm just looking at the thing that if we can see the data that actually occurred here, maybe it'll be easier to convince your fellow councilmen and women that this could be a possibility. And not stop here, right, Max?
There's a research that's done by universities, and so their job was just to determine if this myth is true or false. Well, and they have proven over and over and over again that it has a positive impact within the community in regards to safety or economical development. And also it gets citizens to start walking the streets at night, which they will feel much safer. And also this research, one of them goes to the extent that once you beautify, there's less chances of being vandalized because homeless people, they do not make nice place dirty. They like to go in the corners where things are already dirty so they can feel comfortable to make it more dirty.
I want to be clear on some of what you're saying. Actual citizens and money-spending citizens
right,
frequenting those areas versus the clientele he was talking about a little bit ago, loitering.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
I think that was clear.
Right.
I want to be clear in what we're saying here. The other thing I think we really need to talk about, the fact is right now we're taking and we're eating an elephant, right? San Bernardino's huge. And so how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time, one corridor at a time, one area at a time. Because, you know, we have Ward 3 sitting here and we have Ward 1 sitting
here. And they want to see good things happen there too.
And what we're talking about, Ward 4 and 7.
And where's the council member
for the Wait, are we going to throw him under the bus? We're talking about Ward 4 and 7. So let's just be clear, because I can imagine when you guys walk away from this table, it's going to be, what about, right?
Yeah, but yeah, that's what we hear all the time.
I know. I'm with you. Yeah. I'm reading it, right? But it's the concept that this is one bite of our whole city. And when we start looking at it, this is our jumping off point.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So the first thing I want to be clear to everyone and be fair to everyone out there is we're looking at you guys asking for this area. Okay, those council members, of course, are going to be on board. It's their area. But how does it work as far as moving it to where it's throughout the city?
So you cannot make that investment throughout the city. You have to do the experiment within 40th Street. Mm-hmm. So make sure then once you have 4th and 7th Ward? It goes from 4th to 7th Ward. Once we get the data and it's successful,
then we can replicate. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. We can replicate
in different areas. Yes. So this project has 5 phases.
Okay.
So phase 1 is to add lights and bring everybody together. Phase 2 is we want to add a few palm trees, and then phase 3 is then start bringing the vendors. Phase 4 is see if we can beautify the streets. And this is all done through community contribution, city contribution, and I'm sure we're looking into grants to see if there's any community development and economical development grant that could apply to our project.
This will be the gateway to Arrowhead Springs as well. So Sam and Well is going to want places for they're going to subdivide things up there and have people live. So they're going to want services that they can get to in the 40th Street corridor. So they have an interest as well in seeing it vibrant and rebuilt in a welcoming atmosphere. So I'm not saying that they're going to donate, but they may if it's presented the way that we're trying to do.
So think about this. I mean, just one light, the amount of impact it will create is just tremendous.
But what I'm saying is, and you said it, you touched on it, right? This is the beginning of it.
Right, exactly.
It's not that we're looking at beautifying 40th and being done.
No, of course not, yes.
We're looking at starting with 40th, collecting the data, and then moving throughout the city. Because that's what needs to happen to make our city move positively, right?
Instead of spending millions and millions, which we have spent in the past, and we didn't get any results, unfortunately, this is just a fraction of a cost in very small little area, which is 0.89 miles.
So what do you guys think? Like, what's going through your head right
this
now?
This is one officer's salary, man. Yeah. This is nothing.
Are you talking to the mayor over there?
No, I'm embracing some.
he's taking notes, man.
Yeah, he's taking some notes.
He's looking actually at the research. See if it's true.
Yeah, I'm doing my research as we speak right now. No, so I'm trying to get a tally, I guess, of how many businesses would actually be in direct, adjacently directly to this
support.
Project.
I'm supporting.
Because I know it's Stater Brothers. It's obviously celebrities. There's a Carl's Jr., Del Taco, Starbucks. So that's what I'm trying to figure out. It's like what are the actual businesses in that area?
So you have, when you exit Waterman, you have Starbucks, you have Chevron, you have Rallies, right? You have Four
Max.
Brothers Liquor Store. They will contribute. You have Don Taco. What is that?
George's.
No, there's some taco place, and there's George's Burger, there's McDonald's, there's TJ Maxx, there's a Speedway, gas, there's TJ Maxx, like there's a couple of other shops, and then there's 7-Eleven, CVS, you have Alberto's franchise that just came out, you have Cardinals, you have celebrities. I mean, you have all the high-profile businesses that are located right within 40th Street.
How many would you say that is? 20, 25?
I think over, like, top in 40th Street?
Sounds like 30.
No,
it
would be way. I think it's easily over 40 businesses. Easily.
Wow, just in that corridor right there?
Just from 40th Street all the way until Electric, yeah. Because remember, you have shopping centers, too.
Yeah.
You have laundromat. You have Subway. You have dentistry.
Donut shop.
You
have Bank of America.
Those may not be the businesses that stay there. Once you create value for properties, we all know this, that you know others want to move in there, and I'm pretty sure that that San Manuel and Arrowhead Springs is going to be high end eventually, right? So they're going to want high end down here. Now this may totally change the whole outlook down there, but this is the start to get ready for that kind of a change. And then also the mountains, there's a lot of money up there that could come down to be spent here. But we're not getting that money anymore because they're getting on the freeway on water and going over to Redlands.
That's true, and there's a lot of businesses. If you look at on Sierra Way, there's a bunch of shops that are still open, empty. They're not being leased because due to the traffic flows declining on 40th Street. And I think if we can reverse this process, once you increase the traffic flow and then increase the consumer expenditure because now they're feeling safe, you can start bringing more businesses, mm-hmm. create more jobs, generate more tax revenue. It's win-win-win-win for everybody, the community.
The rich and famous used to shop at 40th before they would go to Arrowhead Springs.
You guys know that, right?
Yeah, of course.
Historically, yeah. Okay. Right? There is...
You're referring to us?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm really referring to you because, you know...
I see Ted driving up and down that all the time.
History can repeat itself.
Yeah. Is he the one that's driving that Prius?
Yeah, I'm not going to comment.
Yeah, Prius. Did you guys?
He has
carpool?
A Duesenberg going.
I'm going to ride my bike here.
Oh man.
Yeah, we carpooled here, so that's yeah.
Well, because you're conservative guys, man. You're saving on the gas. Yeah. And actually, I like that you're friends. That's awesome. You know, we need a lot of unity up on our council, yeah. And I do see it I do see it a lot more than it's been in the past.
I think the vision's coming up together more instead of a lot of dispute. In the past meeting was very entertaining. Everybody wanted to fight.
Yeah, well, certainly cohesion. I spoke against that entertainment for a long time. Thank you.
So I certainly don't see I'm not opposed to like a purpose based, like having the, what's the, I forgot the acronym, but anyways.
The PBID?
So where it's purpose based, what does it stand for?
I don't
for?
Know what the acronym stands for, but.
It's a purpose based something I can't put, so that's what, it sounds like the funding mechanism would be where it would be allocated from for a project like this, so that it's ongoing, so it's sustained. You know, in perpetuity, I guess, because what one of my concerns would be, it's like, yes, the businesses that are in there now are supportive of it. But let's say one of them leaves, a new business comes in and says, I don't want to pay for this. Why am I paying for it? So there needs to be something set in place where it says, hey, for, you know, the purpose of you, part of the cost of you being a tenant in this area is that you also contribute to the funding of this project as well.
And I'd be more than happy to support that. I know that we've been talking about PBIDs in downtown San Bernardino and we call it the historic Latino district Mount Vernon from 5th to 9th.
And that would be another great place to do this.
This is a secured revenue source. And guess who votes on what happens there? All the businesses.
The people. Yeah.
All the businesses in that district get, so you're going to get a vote. Everyone's going to get a vote. And you guys all decide. So you don't have to constantly go asking the city, well, we really wouldn't like you to do this. We want you to do this. Guess what? Not only is the revenue source secured, you guys are the masters of how that money gets spent.
Right. It's called the Property-Based Improvement District. That's what I was trying to remember.
So we're doing one. We're working on one for downtown San Bernardino. And again, we have them all over the place. And they do it in other cities. And I think they do it on State Street in Redlands. So they all pay into it. And guess what? That can go for infrastructure, for lights, for extra security. I know, where is it? I think it's in, can't remember what city, where they actually say, hey, we want
San Jose
three,
does
we,
it for
we,
sure.
We want three more cops, three more city cops that just patrol this area here. How much would that cost in a year? This is the cost. All right, that's too much. Give us two. And when they pay through that PBID revenue source. And guess what? You're exactly right. There are no freeloaders. Because you'll get some business say, I will take all the benefits, but I'm not paying into it. I'll let Max pay extra money, and I'll pay this. Let this person pay extra money. Not with a PBID. Everyone shares in the success, but everyone shares in footing the bill initially to get this through.
What could that also include? What was the – there used to be an offshoot of the police department. What do they call those again?
It was like a – business district for that area.
Yeah, where like there was like they had a little area where the police were at, like one of the buildings there. I think it was the old.
Community policing.
Yeah. Like where it was not
the satellite offices.
Yeah,
the substations.
Like, yeah, substations. Yes. Yeah. Like that could be written into it, right? Something like that.
You guys decide. That's what's wonderful.
That's what's great about the
so
businesses themselves are able
PBID to me is that a tax that's put on everybody? How does that work?
It's not a tax because a tax would, well, I guess it counts as a tax. So it would be included in the tax roll, right? But you do that now in your home. You have the
LMDs. That's how LMDs are paid for right now currently in the city.
It would be the same way. So most of us
it's a collectively pooled amount of money to pay
that little Melrose. That's what most houses built now.
I mean, we do this regularly at every council.
We're doing it with businesses through the
community facilities district.
Districts. So they pay for it. Home buyers pay through it through the Melrose. PBIDs is a great way to revive a downtown, or not a downtown, but a business corridor. And guess what?
That's how somebody like Hospitality Lane.
How it's the
landscaping is done. It's through similar mechanism. The businesses pay into it, and that's how the landscaping is taken care of on Hospitality Lane.
Well, that's where I'm going with my questioning.
Well, they make the law, right? You make the ordinance or the law, right? And
it's a vote. Yeah, it's a vote. So as long as 50% plus one vote in favor of this PBID district, it goes into effect. And if you don't want to pay it, then either you default basically on your taxes or you're out, you move.
So it's an assessed revenue that the citizens of the city have to vote in?
No.
The people business. Affected.
The people of that district.
The business.
So in order to do that, you have to form a subcommittee like we talked about.
We would facilitate the vote. So you would basically bring on the city and say, hey, we need this vote taken. We do it all the time
for the community facilities districts.
We do it for the Melrose. So you would set up. You guys would end up hiring an attorney who would draft it all up. You send it to us. They'll vote, and you'll have a hand in. Hey, we want the district to be this wide, this deep. The vote happens. You get 50% plus one, goes into effect. Hey, everyone, we're all paying into this. And then you get to sit on that committee of whether it's 5, 10, 20 people, and you get to say, hey.
This is how we're going to.
This is put into effect.
There you go.
And
could the district be gerrymandered? Or, like, could it go up to, like, to San Francisco?
I don't know the details of that. Probably not.
Well, that's why I'm asking. How does it work?
That's where a little bit of gamesmanship happens, because they know that some people are going to say, no, I don't want to pay into it. So they cut that out, and they know there are other businesses that are ready to pay just a little more for this sort of investment. And say, yeah, sure, if you let me vote on it, I'll vote for it. And if they know those businesses will vote for it, they get tied into it. And guess what? They benefit from it. This person who said, no, I don't want any of those, I don't want to pay anything, guess what? You don't get your nice little lights.
Yeah, you go bring it from home.
Yeah. Right? You'll see him up there in the ladder. Yeah.
So here's another question.
So that's just a suggestion as far as a mechanism.
I mean, that is a mechanism of how to do it. The way we do it now. I mean, when you look at those council meetings, we haven't had a council meeting in 6 months where we haven't passed community facilities district.
And here's my concern too, Robert. Like, councils change constantly. We know that every 2 years, the makeup of the council looks different.
We worked potentially hard to keep it the same this time.
Right. But what could potentially happen is in the future is that you have a council that says, no, we want to allocate money or do something else different. You want to be able to preserve this, protect this, so that some sticky finger politician doesn't come in and say, no, you were going to take money and allocate it somewhere.
Yeah, you know what? I don't like it on 40th. We don't like it on 40th. You know what? We're going to move it down to Second Street or Mount Vernon. And by the way, most things, and this is the case with this, I'm sure as well, an initial investment, like a hospital, when it's built, can be very, very expensive, just like our Loma Linda Hospital. But you will spend a third of what it costs you to build it every year in staffing, maintenance, upkeep, and everything. So this is a great, great investment. And it really isn't that big. But if it's $400,000, you will spend a third of a $400,000 every year fixing the lights, damage, cleaning those solar panels, everything.
Because the birds are going to poop on it, man. I'm telling you.
It will require constant maintenance, which is not a problem, because you will get that return on investment. And that's why you want to secure that funding. And you don't want every 4 years and hope, God, I hope we don't get a council that's going
to
take this.
Because now we have
to
go back begging to the council because we have maintenance costs that need to be taken care of. And the council is going to tell you to go.
No, we're spending too much over there.
So at what point public works would take over? Like, what is the criteria? Because
these P-bids, they constantly hire, they're hiring city resources all the time. Mm-hmm. So you get some P-bids that say, hey, we want a portion of our revenues to pay for an additional cop that is just patrolling our little corridor. You can hire our public works that does the maintenance. You can hire, you know, private contract. It's your choice. And we'll, just like a private contractor, you can come to us and say, well, what would it cost for the city to maintain these lights? We say, you know what? It's within the city. We'll give you a deal. This is how much we charge per year to maintain these lights.
So, but now here's a question. The city benefits more than anybody out of this because of the tax revenue they will generate from more traffic. So what would city contribute to it?
Well, that's where negotiating in good faith, and we say, hey, look, you got these other people who are going to tell you it's $150 for maintenance. You have a commitment from me that if you guys go through with this and you guys...
it's going to happen one way or another.
If you guys go through with this, I will, in good faith, try to give you the best deal when it comes to contracting for the city services, right? If you say, hey, you know what, we need we need a maintenance contract per year to maintain these lights. You may get other contractors who'll say 100, 150. I will make every effort as a council member to make sure that we are the lowest bidder, that we can say, hey, we can do it for less. We'll use our public works. We'll use our cherry pickers to make sure that these are maintained at this rate.
And we do that regularly with other areas of the city as well.
So now it's very common. Is there any grant available for the city for the investments like this? That they could do maybe partial.
Well, another, like the clean street grants or...
And if, so I know there is a... what is that?
Clean cities grant. Yeah. So I think it depends on the criteria. Yeah. So right now, the Clean California grant, they're looking at pumping more money out through Newsom's office, right? Last time they did it, it was like $90 million that was split throughout California. If we're going to look at trying to tap into that, you need to have it ready to go, which you do.
This is just a summary.
That's a similar, but there's some concepts there that, you know, Clean California, I think, depending on what the criteria is, could hit a lot of that, right?
And then we had Biden's American Rebuilding.
Build Back Better.
Build Back Better. Yeah. So there is a grant, community development grant on that available. So I don't know how that will work. So.
Yeah, so we the Clean California grant, we submitted, I think it's 6 or 7 different applications.
Right.
No. I think almost all of them were for downtown, and we only got one.
Yeah.
And
it's not always easy to get some of this grant money.
Which is true.
And the one we got was for an alley.
Right.
It's going to be it will be the most beautiful alley this side of
around.
The Mississippi.
Yeah.
But it's for an alley, and I think, what was it, 600, 700,000 that was allocated
correct.
For that?
Yeah. Look, so it's not for a lack of trying. We have submitted for grants.
Thank you, Arlington.
But it's not a guarantee that it's going to be provided. So.
Yeah, I mean, we applied 3 times for the Secom Lake grant. 3 times, right?
Yeah.
And every time we heard from staff, and we heard from the people up in Sacramento that, man, this park has so many needs. It's the perfect candidate.
Yeah.
Like, this grant was designed around this park.
You cannot pick any other park that deserves it more than that one. And it still hasn't got it.
Well,
so not to deflate this project, but it's just to give you an idea. Yeah. It's just not you apply for a grant and you get it.
So making the district first, would that be the first step?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's
probably the most feasible. You have to form a committee before you can even make the district. Once you form a committee, and then there's a communication between businesses, and then creating district.
Now,
what you guys
I do have a question. Would like, for example, Stater's Plaza, does Stater Brothers have a bigger vote than the other businesses?
There's a way that it's cut up so that it's an equitable vote, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that if they're paying more, they do actually if their area is bigger, they pay more into it. But I'm not sure how the voting committee is selected. I think it is just a vote of all the business saying, all right, who do we want? Who do we want to be part of this committee?
And we have one leg that goes all the way up around Arrowhead Springs. Where
it's let's bring in Arrowhead Springs.
You just want to Jerry Arrowhead Stone.
Make Arrowhead Springs great again.
Let's just go off the road.
But when they created... That is part of the city of San Bernardino, mm-hmm. and they actually
correct.
Did that, right?
Right, it is part of the city of San Bernardino.
It eventually will end up being more than likely part of San Bernardino Reservation, but I'm not mm-hmm. sure how all of that will, you know, it will still be in the city of San Bernardino.
And there are other examples with other boards, with the Airport Authority being one of them, where the city of San Bernardino has 2 votes and the other... Other cities have just 1. So there are opportunities to say, look, Stater Brothers, you contribute a heck of a lot more than everybody else. We'll give you 2 votes. But, I mean, that can be decided up front.
Yeah, that's going to be up to you guys.
So committee can decide, like, who is on your side can get how many votes. So if Stater Brothers on the good side... They get 10 votes.
Well,
and
yeah, there's a way.
Del Taco doesn't like me. They get 0 votes.
But it has to be fair and equitable.
Max, does anybody truly like you?
This is what I think. I'm hoping that
I'm hoping.
So my question and where I think our conversation needs to be had is, how do you form a PBID? And that's what I was getting at earlier, right? If you're looking at something being assessed, you're looking at how that works within the city, an ordinance, municipal law, how's that formed? and how do we move forward?
It's a great question for an attorney, because I am not one. I wouldn't be able to answer.
That's all the time we have.
I don't want to.
Yeah, right. You're not trying. Goodbye.
You know, I don't want to waste. I don't want to. I obviously don't want to give false information and say this is exactly how you do it. But definitely,
I'm not saying it for today. I'm saying that's the question.
But there's
right?
a process.
You guys get on LegalZoom
right now.
You guys are coming up with a great
idea. Do you have any attorney
idea,
sponsors?
Right?
I'm sure you have some attorney sponsors. We can ask.
I can find a guy on the bus.
There's a guy on a bus somewhere, I'm sure.
No, the guy on the logo.
Yeah, I'm not going to mention the name because he's not a sponsor.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, right. He hasn't earned it yet.
Yeah, right. If he wants a sponsor, then we can name his name.
Yeah.
I had a joke that was really bad. I'll keep it in my head. I think it's the conversation that needs to be had.
Correct.
What does it look like? How do you do it? Things like that. So you guys are helping with the good ideas. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like the conversation has already been had, because you're listing here multiple businesses that are eager to just throw money right now.
I'm partnered up with 9 different organized charitable organizations, and then all the prime businesses, pretty much.
And look,
you talked with the neighborhood association, right?
Yes. What is that, Veronica? Veronica, Wildwood Neighborhood Association's on our side, 100%. I think they want to be in the committee. You have Cardinals, you have Stater Brothers, you have 7-Eleven, you have George's Burger,
Walgreens,
celebrities, they're all on board.
Well, I'll tell you, with such a concentration of businesses in this corridor, you know what that means? That means that fee that's assessed to the tax rolls would be small, but the returns would be so huge.
Exactly.
Because guess what? When you're adding that small fee, but to so many businesses in a small corridor, that amount of money, it builds up quicker.
Yeah.
So once we start, let's say this project is successful and we reroute the traffic to start spending back on North End, and then city generates tax revenue, businesses makes more money. Now at that point, will city be willing to start investing in our project, because now it's an investment?
Oh gosh! I mean, like,
so,
right?
Under so that hypothetical,
I get it right now. There's no return in it, so there's nothing. Yeah, it's like you make your own money, come back, we'll help you with the votes.
And again, it's difficult to speak for a future council.
Right.
Given the hypothetical that you presented, I would say yes. I think we would be comfortable supporting something like that. But again, it's difficult to speak to a future council, and that's why you need to protect it. Because again, anytime you have a change, you run that risk of losing a great project like
Makes
this.
Makes a good point, yeah.
Okay.
And in the meantime, while we're working on this, we can start speaking with the businesses in on the 40th Street corridor and have them just put up Christmas lights and decorations in general, right? Like, so we can start the movement of making this a holiday festival area just by the year. You know, it may not work this year, but Max has already started. He's got lights all over the whole area, right? If we could talk, like, just Stater Brothers to put up some decorations.
I might be able to get some of our volunteers to start hitting the businesses in the next couple of weeks, like starting December 1st, so now that we're back from Thanksgiving. That might not be a bad idea just to start with, and then tell them, hey, this is what the project is, this is what's in it for you, and would you like to invest? And I think that would be a great idea. But then the most challenging part on this is the bureaucracy, how you pass through the planning and building and safety and those things. So raising funding is not that difficult, in my opinion. Getting the district organized, getting the committee organized, is not that difficult. You just go talk to people. The most difficult thing will be from the city to pass. So how you think we can bypass that without them taking too long or just rejecting the whole thing completely.
You call us and you tell us, hey,
this is what's happening.
I submitted my plans 3 months ago. Where are they?
Yeah.
And we'll make a call to some. Look.
Now, certainly, codes are codes. There's certainly
right. Of course, you have to obey by the codes and make
You can't just start putting things up.
Yeah, but
you can't just
keep
calling them.
What's
right?
going on, man?
You're scraping the top of your car in your little car.
Hey, that's what I do.
These are a little low.
He's out there with a glue gun and Elmer's glue putting it like
hell.
I can see Teddy at midnight.
What is the councilman doing? He's patching the lights again on this.
As long as Fred Charette's holding the ladder, I'm there.
I think Fred Charette, he'll be on the shoulder
Fred.
Of Fred Charette.
Call Fred. He'll be out there with the ladder.
Yes, I will. My brother will help too.
No, certainly. Look, I know we're joking, but if I mean, if you're seeing, if you're hitting roadblocks, certainly, definitely, let us know.
That's what we're here for. We can certainly
help you out.
We want to do our experiment just like Chicago and everybody else did, and I want to be able to prove that
it's possible.
We did it.
Yeah.
Okay. So we can replicate, start replicating in different areas, and the most ideal part is downtown.
There's a psychology department. There's a psychology department up at Cal State.
Right.
Why aren't you calling them and looking at NSF grant funding for research on the psychology behind what you're doing?
I don't think psychology will.
Absolutely. It does. We'll have that talk.
How would you put that in a business plan? Like, how can
it has nothing to do with a business plan, but NSF does grants, and they do grant research, the psychology of the difference between having the lights, not having the lights. That's what you've quoted in your...
Right. So there is a psychological impact.
Right. There is a federation that does that, National Scientific Federation. That's where you need to start, because you want that researched so that you can prove it works.
There's probably our white paper study on that already.
Yeah. Look, I mean, there's studies with music as well. They've done it with music. They've done it with lights.
There's a study already. I can guarantee you there's a study about that already.
So now the other question is, let's say hypothetically, this project's going to happen one way or another way. It's going to be done, let me say it straight to the camera. It's going to be done by October of 2023. So it's going to happen.
Let's hope.
So far, anything I said, I would deliver masks during the pandemic. 35,000. I came true to my word within 5 days.
I want to thank you for bringing us all together today, Max. So and for your constant support of I Love San Bernardino and the city. We appreciate you and Zoe very much. Thank you, Juan Figueroa from the Third Ward of San Bernardino. He's also a big supporter of I Love San Bernardino. We love you. Teddy Sanchez from the First Ward, councilman. We love you, dude. And you know, congratulations on your win.
Thank you.
Tanya Rhodes Hensley, chairwoman of the Arts and Historical Preservation Commission. Thank you for coming on in and doing much more than just that in our city. Check out Talk of the Town on Facebook. And this is Robert Porto with I Love San Bernardino County Radio Show, and we are out of here.
KCAA Loma Linda. The Legacy KCAA 1050 AM and Express 106.5 FM.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. President Biden wants Congress to prevent